Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
There's something crawling on my neck.
You better slap it.
All right, the morning gang is here along with Sean. Are you a part of the morning gang, though? I don't know if you're just included in that.
I don't know. That's up to the morning gang.
Do we want to include Sean?
He's not the morning gang. He doesn't get up at 2 in the morning.
He's not one of us.
And oh, recording. Like
you're right.
Why isn't my mic working
recording
anymore?
Recording stop.
You're right. He's not one of us. All right. Mr. Curiosity Podcast Brown Bag Edition. Now, Nikki, why are you over there? Because Sean is going to be pulling in and out. You have a problem with me? There's three on that side and just me and Sean over here. Come on.
I mean,
what?
Kind of. We don't want to be on the dark side.
Hurtful. And then, and John, he's over there texting corporate. I mean, there's all this going on. Sean's going to be in and out.
I'm in the middle of a chat with corporate about benefits.
And Joe's bearing the lead.
And I'm bearing the lead.
We have a new feature this week.
This is why Sean is a part of us. We have a new feature. If you don't just listen, most people listen, we know that. But if you want to watch on YouTube, Sean, how do we describe this? We have multiple cameras.
We do have the multiple cameras, but I guess the one we're using today is going to be bag cam.
Look at that. Fancy.
There it is. So it's bag cam.
Bag cam. So we're going to watch each of your hands going in the bag to prove to everyone that these are random, unpreviewed questions. So
that sounds very dramatic.
Bag cam.
And it's not going to look that way.
It's not. Okay.
It doesn't look as dramatic as it sounds.
I like the term. You just coined that, bag cam.
Bag cam.
It probably is the worst term for a camera in the history of mankind. Now, Nikki, did you put on lip gloss for this? I didn't notice your lips so shiny all morning long.
Put on lip gloss for this. I love lip gloss. She's very serious about this.
I should have powdered my nose. Yeah.
I should have at least looked in the mirror. All right. So here we go, folks. The questions that – this is only as good as you make it. So get your questions in brownbag@wnep.com. Brownbag, one word, @wnep.com. John, I'm not doing this if you're going to keep going to corporate.
The chat just ended. It's going to take up to 5 business days to resolve this issue. So
really?
The chat is over. Corporate. Good. Now you can give us 100% of John Meyer.
Have any of you at home ever been on a chat with corporate? It's fun.
It's fun.
What do you mean by chat? So this is like the segment where you're communicating,
you know,
through
how
text,
you know,
but
just
it's online. Yeah, yeah.
Online, and it said it would take 3 to 5 minutes to resolve, and that was 50 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So.
You know what the worst?
And it didn't resolve. Now it's going to take 5 days, but that's okay.
Well, you know what's
until what? December 31st to get this figured out, right?
Sure.
You know what's similar to that, and that's Sean's territory. Any corporate thing that involves a ticket, even that word ticket, you're
ticket.
I had to do that at Marywood the other day. Like, you'll have to put in a ticket. I'm like, just answer my question.
And everyone, this is everyone's workplace. This is not.
When did that term even start? Ticket.
Tickets.
The ticket thing just started in the last 5-10 years.
Probably 5-10 years.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Tickets have become a more significant part
of it.
So everybody does the tickets? I know that.
Everybody does the ticket.
You submit a ticket.
It's so annoying. Why can't it just be?
Why can't it be like a request?
A request, but
a question.
I think it's just a way to organize. I mean, if you have a bunch of people that have
problems. Sean, don't defend it.
Yeah. And they're just sending emails in.
But why do they
have to call it a ticket? Why do they have to call it a ticket?
Yeah, but as a person who gets emails all day long about issues, most of which aren't anything I control, I don't handle your email. So if you have an email issue, do not send me an email.
Okay.
And other computer technology problems. That's not you either.
I know. But it's like when you're at the deli and they give you that little number and it's got that little nub on the end and you just stand there like 473. I want my pound of ham.
That's what it makes
sliced.
Me think of.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's what it makes me think of.
Yeah, the ticket.
Yeah.
Nikki, when you're buying sliced ham, do you just stand there, wait for your number to be called? Like, what do you do? Just,
you know what? I have been getting the pre-sliced one, so I don't have to wait in line.
I am too. Same thing. A lot of the stores now have like the quick grab deli.
That's what I do.
I can't wait.
I
can't do it.
Quick grab is a cop out. It's not as fresh. It's not the same.
These are good questions. We didn't even get to the question.
I can't wait.
But we're a Cooper cheese household, and that's the one cheese that's never in the pre-sliced.
Oh, so you have to. And it's funny. I'll take whatever they got. Like if I like a specific ham or turkey, whatever. You got the turkey cut already? I'll take that one.
Really?
If you got oven roasted and I wanted honey, I'll take the oven roasted.
The line at Wegmans to get the sliced deli meat. Yeah, I don't want to wait in that. Yeah.
And if you see the little number up on the screen that says like 70 and you see the one you're going to pull says 80, I'm like, oh, I can't be 10 people in line.
I can't believe all you people go to grocery stores. That's pathetic. You got to work out a deal with your spouse. I do all the cleaning in my house with the deal that I don't have to go get food ever. That's the deal. I love it.
I love grocery shopping.
Oh, so you like
it? Do you?
It's my favorite chore.
That's bizarre.
You enjoy going to the grocery store?
I enjoy going. I would go every day if I could.
Really?
I love going. I just
That's weird.
What is it about the grocery store?
I don't know.
Do you like walking around and looking at things?
Yeah, it's brutal.
I think so. I just like walking around, seeing. And I don't even buy that much when I'm there.
Is it the smells? The
No,
the
it's
food,
not the smells. I just... I don't
is
know.
It the find something new?
Is yeah, that, is that what is it?
The,
maybe
the anticipation of finding a new thing.
And do you like the inviting, warm lit ones like Wegmans, or the sterile, bright fluorescent lights of like the hospital?
Inviting, warm ones.
Yeah, see, that captures you. I know. Yeah. When I do go with my wife, which is like once every 5 years, there is something there. It's cuddly.
Mm-hmm.
It's cuddly.
Now, when I go, I find it to be like a challenge. That how can I save the most money while I'm here? And it's like looking at things we buy. If I see something on sale, it's like, yes. And I get that.
The challenge is definitely there. But my challenge is how could I get out of here as soon as
possible. And I want to move quickly. That's why I'm not waiting at the deli counter.
Can we talk about your turkey challenge or no? Is that secret?
Wait, what's my
turkey
challenge?
Mindy, you're going to have to submit a ticket. You can't just say things and then we immediately come to your rescue.
And by ticket means send an email
to brownbag at WNEP.com.
No, I'm just
brownbag at WNEP.com.
Like your kids don't listen to this podcast, right?
No.
So we can talk about how you have decided to insert turkey into where ground beef used to be.
Oh,
wait, what?
Yeah, this has happened.
This is big.
Earmuffs, John's kids.
Nikki's
Earmuffs.
Giving me the idea. We cook a lot of ground beef because the kids love ground beef. But one, ground beef has gotten really expensive, a lot more expensive than it was before. And obviously eating too much ground beef isn't healthy for you.
Yeah.
Mindy's talked a lot about the different things she makes with ground turkey. So I started to notice ground turkey, like it was on sale last week for $3 for a pound of ground turkey. Ground beef could be $8. So I'm inserting it into recipes that I make for the kids. This without telling them.
Healthier, less red meat, less cholesterol. This is the way to go.
Way cheaper.
Yes.
And so I'm trying to see if I can fool them. And last night was the last test. It's a recipe like a homemade cheeseburger helper, not the one out of the box. I whipped this up for them with ground turkey. And Olivia, our Olivia, that's her favorite thing. She's obsessed with ground beef. And she took a bite. She's like, wow, so this is really good. Not knowing.
Ooh.
She said, John, it looked different. Did you put more cheese in it? I said, yes.
You might have.
Well, I'm wondering, are we changing lives here? If you haven't done that, I don't even buy ground beef anymore. Ground turkey is my whole life. I love it. It's less fat. It's tasty. It's awesome.
Yeah,
less greasy.
But do you want to share the secret that we've concocted?
Well, this is something Mindy advised too, is like when I do the ground turkey, do a little beef bouillon.
You sprinkle
better
it in?
Than beef.
Like better than
called?
Bouillon.
Better than bouillon. In the jars, you put a little of that bouillon, beef bouillon, in with the ground turkey.
So it gives you that taste.
It gives the beef taste. Because otherwise they might be suspicious.
Right.
Now that they like it, I almost want to tell them
the
truth.
The turkey taste.
Now, Rennie figured me out right away.
She did,
She knew what I was up to, but she's fine with it.
Yeah.
But the kids love ground beef, and now they're eating this. Now, I've tried turkey burgers.
Turkey burgers are awesome. They're better.
I love turkey burgers. I also love a hamburger. The kids won't do the turkey
burgers. They won't do the turkey burger. I live for turkey burgers.
They love a cheeseburger. Yeah. Jake now says, Dad, can you, like when I'm grilling burgers in the summer and stuff, can you make it more like McDonald's?
Meaning like,
so I'm like cutting his burger in half and making it really thin and stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same consistency, so it's more globular.
Yeah, I don't know how McDonald's makes everything so good that kids
will eat. And the kids
kids will eat it.
They love it.
Yeah. Plus, you need the bright yellow wrapper. That helps. You need
that definitely helps. Right.
I love McDonald's.
And a McFlurry.
How about this idea? I was going to start a chain restaurant, Turkey Burger King. No?
Oh.
Turkey Burger King.
I kind of like it.
I can't.
Zero creativity.
I can't see any potential losses. None. Absolutely none.
Less fat. Turkey Burger King. And there's a big smiling turkey holding up.
and it's like right across the street from
Burger King. Turkey Burger King.
Is it wearing a crown?
He's got a crown.
Yeah.
Orange. It's a tiara.
All right. Well, hey, we didn't even get to a question.
We've hit a lot of random topics, and we didn't even have the random question.
Thanks for joining us.
See, we don't need the help from the people. All right, Nikki, you're standing up awkward. You got to go first.
There's a lot of questions in here today.
They're out of control.
What the people don't realize is that we talk about these random things behind the scenes all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Like during commercial breaks and stuff like that, we're talking about random stuff.
Yeah, that's what the office is all about, yes. Right? People do it at work. We're just sharing ours.
Oh, they're reading at the same time.
Yeah.
This is for Mindy about the question about using paper towels or hand dryers. Paper towels are cleaner. Hand dryers are way too unsanitary.
Huh?
That's from Joey from Scranton.
How would a hand dryer be unsanitary? Well, what does he mean?
If you remember, during COVID, they used to tell us, like, your hands need to be dry. Like, you know how, like, you kind of, like, there's still some dampness usually when you use a blower? And they would say, like, you should use a paper towel because you should be as dry as possible.
I think there was concern. I don't remember that one. The blower was blasting
spewing little particles all over
off of your hands onto. But if your hands are clean when you use it, it shouldn't be a problem. But
yeah.
So you have to dry first and then you.
But honestly, I like to eat dirt to help my immune system. So it's just a lot. But thank you for your question.
I love the hand dryer concept, but it's never fast enough.
No, well, even the turbo ones.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah.
Turbo
the
ones are amazing though, don't you think? Like you stick.
They're
your hand
better.
In
And there's the thrill of the turbo, but it still doesn't. You still end up wiping your hands on your jeans when you walk out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. I thought I was the only animal here. Here's
you
my
don't
idea.
Even wash your hands.
I hear.
We're not getting into that again.
Sometimes. No. Here's my idea. There's a hole in the bathroom. All right.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
You stick your wet hands in it. And then there's someone on the other side towel drying it for you. So then you pull back out.
Who's it going to be on the other side?
That's a minimum
wage. Why does it have to be a hole? Can they just be sitting there drying your hands?
No,
because then you could like chat.
We better move on.
No, because then there's no small talk. No small talk.
Oh, you're trying to.
It's anonymous. Yeah, there's no small talk. It's just you stick your hands in the hole, and there's some. That's their job.
Will you please be quick?
Would you be a
towel? I've heard about this kind of thing.
I'm going to talk with Joe afterwards about why this is problematic.
We just got to move on.
And it's gonna be at my Turkey Burger King restaurant.
That's gonna be a feature.
Oh my goodness! Thank goodness Joe's not an entrepreneur. Okay. Oh my gosh, Joe, this is insane.
It's insane, Lynn. Don't write. If you don't want to hit the bell.
Well, I mean, it's just like three paragraphs of scientific crap. Oh.
Well, if you don't like it, stick it back in.
I'm
going to,
yeah.
That's all right.
She has an email address. So we
too much scientific crap.
She's been reading all morning, and it's a lot to read right now.
Thank you, Nikki.
Mindy can't read that much at this time.
I can't. I'm too tired. Okay.
Sean's going to preview it while you go on. We'll see if it's worthy.
Oh, this is a good question, Travis.
Travis.
I really, you know what? Now that we met him, sort of.
You're in.
I'm in.
In his life. All right.
I really like Travis.
I did too.
Maybe I want to meet his
towel
wife.
Guy in the hole.
He's not going to be the towel
want that
guy.
Job.
No, he's already got a good job. He's in risk management. All right. This is a good question from Travis. Do you guys get bathroom breaks on the air? Have you ever had to hold it while giving the weather or presenting the day's top story? Oh, my God, yes.
So that's more for you guys because you are stuck in the set.
Run around.
Yeah, I run around. So how do you guys feel about that?
No, that's definitely a great question.
It's a great question. What do you do, John?
Well, Mindy and I are on for 2.5 hours straight.
Yeah.
We fortunately have a little time built in where there's a break followed by an ABC preview story for Good Morning America. That allows us our biggest window of time. So that's usually when we go.
We get like 5 or 6 minutes, yeah.
Contrary to what people hear at home, when Joe says that I'm at the urinal,
it's not
I'm
true.
Not always at the urinal, but sometimes during weather we
I'm
are.
I'm projecting.
Sometimes because weather is another window of time that we can make it. And we've also mastered how, if we have to, during a 2-minute commercial break, you're amazed at how quickly you can make it to a bathroom and make it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so you're saying it is a challenge sometimes?
It is a challenge,
it's a huge challenge.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. We're working a morning shift. We're coming in, and we're caffeinating ourselves with a lot of coffee before we go on TV.
That's my problem.
And we drink a lot of water, too.
And drinking a lot of water to make sure that we're able to, you know, keep our mouths reading away. It's a challenge.
Well, wait, John, until you get a little older. I'm 58. My prostate is the size of a honeydew melon. So I am running to the urinal every 5 minutes in the morning.
Have you seen pictures of it?
You have that whole backyard out there.
I thought about it. There's cameras all over.
You've never gone behind the shed? I don't believe
there's
that.
There's two cameras behind the
behind
shed.
Behind the shed?
Yes, I went back to do that, and I saw the cameras, and I pretended I was doing something else.
Stop going to
well, what's funny is that one of the things that's even being discussed is obviously Election Day is, when this comes out, there's a week away.
Ooh, yeah.
But we're going to be on the air for a very long time for Election Day overnight, and the discussion that even our boss said to us, like, and obviously you're going to need to leave the set at sometimes. One of you can be on, the other one can go, like whatever you need to do.
Mix it up.
But it has to be thought about. Mm-hmm. It's just a reality of if you're going to be on TV for a long time, you have to think about it. So
hours and hours and hours.
So good job, Travis.
Good question.
Another good
question.
What about you, Nikki, when you're out in the field?
She's got a good perspective here, too.
When I'm out in the field, I mean, a lot of times I'm at a nice indoor location where bathrooms are readily available, but sometimes we're out on the side of the road.
Oh, my God, yes.
Doing weather type stories.
For hours.
So sometimes, and we have to drive really far to locations. Sometimes if I know I'm going to be doing that, I won't drink a lot of water first thing in the morning.
Sure, you got to pre-plan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to pre-plan your bathroom.
Oh my goodness, I never thought about you. Yeah, you're at live shots sometimes, or sometimes you probably feel weird even asking.
Sometimes people are really, really great and they offer it, and sometimes I do feel kind of weird.
And a lot of the crews, because I remember this from being out in the field, a lot of times the older photographers will pick, if we have to be out doing snow coverage, you pick a Sheetz parking lot, a Wawa parking lot, somewhere with a lot of the photographers that have worked for decades call it is low embarrassment bathrooms, meaning you're not going to buy anything, but you can get in, get to the bathroom, and get out with anyone really noticing. Some of the photographers I've worked with that were here for so long, they knew McDonald's that you could go in a side door that they wouldn't see you at the counter, and that was a good bathroom. They had the whole place mapped out, the whole area.
Well, you have to. It's like imperative that you have a bathroom.
Because you're in a car, all day long.
All day long.
In a car.
And my former photographer, Tom, he would feel really funny about not buying anything at Sheetz.
If we go in and use the bathroom.
Wow.
So he'd always go in and get a bag of chips or whatever.
Yeah.
But then in effect, you're paying.
That's awful nice of him.
That mm-hmm. is nice of him. I don't feel that same way.
Yeah,
I don't either.
What if at Sheetz with my bathroom ID instead, it's a curtain, not just a hole? And then there's someone on the other side of the curtain who's drying.
Why can't you dry your own hands?
This is going to save a step. There's no towel needed. There's no dispenser.
There's still a towel.
Look, you just go like this. In, out, no.
You do bring up
tape.
A good point, because if you go to like a fancy place and they've got the bathroom attendant.
Yeah, you don't want to.
It's like, I don't need you to give me my towel.
Because then you feel like you have to tip him.
And you have to tip. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, this way it's a well-paid person on the other side of the hole.
But that idea is not going to work either. I'm picking a question before we get back into that again.
Dig us out of this hole, John.
We always get on the topic of bathrooms.
That's right.
Yes, why is that? Thanks, Travis.
Yeah, we've had for weeks now, we've had bathroom themes. Where's the question? Oh. Joe, I saw you wearing Jack's cowboy hat one morning on the show. It looked great on you. Can you find out what brand of hat it is, where he got it? I want to get one. Thanks for all you do. Dave S.
All right, well, let's back up. So I have the white costume cowboy hat that I wear for the long range forecast. But one day I look at Jack Culkin's cubicle. And there is a dark gray, blackish, high-end cowboy hat sitting on his cubicle. I'm like, oh, I'll use that one for something different. Why does he have that? What's going on? Is that it?
Don't you feel like Jack should have that hat,
Does he have like that? Does anybody know that he do a story
I don't know
on
why,
that?
But for some reason that doesn't seem
it
like
fits.
It's wrong. Like Jack should have a high-end
cowboy boots,
hat.
It would totally fit him.
Jack Culkin can pull off anything. The guy is a god. Handsome, muscular, smart, well-dressed.
I'm sorry we missed the podcast with him because that was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we got to get him back on.
Yeah.
We got to get him back. Oh, yeah, you missed the check. Oh, we got to get him back on for you guys then. And we'll answer that question because I don't know where he got it or what it is.
He has a secret line dancing life after here.
Ooh.
You say about high-end cowboy hats, and this is something that I didn't realize. When you go to like Austin, Texas, Nashville, places like that, and there's the boot and hat stores where there's high-end cowboy boots, high-end hats, and they are really expensive.
That's a thing, right?
Yeah. For some of those hats.
Are they custom?
Some of them custom?
I'm sure
Who
you can
cares,
get.
Right?
I'd probably have to get a custom because my head's so big. But they're really nice cowboy hats.
Does anyone have Jack Culkin's number? I thought I have it. I want to call him. Oh, here we go. Let's see if we can call him.
Sure,
no, I only have his email.
I don't have his number, I don't think.
He's probably working right now.
Oh, yeah,
Joe.
He was going off on a story.
We can call him.
Some people work for a living.
Something serious, too.
Is what, your phone? Mm-hmm. Oh, so you can call him?
Yeah, but my
I think it's a good idea. We'll call him and ask him about the hat, if you don't mind, Nikki.
We'll carry on.
All right, we'll carry on. She's going to come back. We're going to call Jack, and we're going to get an answer to the question of what was it? Where did he get his hat?
Dave wants to know the brand. The brand. Got it because he said how nice it is.
Yeah, it was a nice looking hat. And
we're going to get the answer.
Strangely looked good on you. I don't get it. It was so weird.
Hat just looks good. Like, but can't you see, really bad hats are going to look bad on anybody.
Can't you see Jack Culkin in Texas at a big one of those dance halls they have?
Oh, my God.
Doing the
Texas
two-step.
Yes, I could see like his hands behind his back.
With a big belt buckle.
You know,
like a Texas. He could pull that up with a mustache especially.
He could pull anything for some reason. Yeah. He can, I don't know. All right, Sean, are you going to pick or are you just going to
go ahead and pick?
Are you going to be like the background tech guy?
Of calling Jack.
Oh, wait. We're calling Jack right now? Crank up the volume, put it up to the microphone.
What if he's doing some important story?
He's not doing anything. Before.
What do I owe this pleasure?
Jack, you're live on the podcast.
Yeah, you're on the podcast, so watch what you say.
I'm live on the podcast.
Yeah.
You are, Jack.
We had a question that you need to answer. Mindy, you want to ask her? John, you have.
All right, so I had the question, Jack. It says that one morning Joe wore Jack Culkin's cowboy hat on the air. Where did Jack get it? What's the brand? I want one.
So I got it actually at, I was doing a story out towards like the Sunbury area. We were at a fair.
So it's like a real cowboy hat. It's not a costume.
No, I got it from a real stand. I believe it's made by the Jacobson Hat Company.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Give us some numbers. How much?
We shop local here.
give us some numbers. How much?
Some number. Well, you know, after a little sweet talking, I was able to, you know, get a nice $5 discount. It was about $40.
How much?
$40.
Yeah,
$40.
I don't even know how much a cowboy hat is, so I imagine they could be hundreds, right?
They can be.
Yeah.
They definitely, like real ones, like authentic ones made down in like Texas where they shape it to your head and everything like that, they can run you upwards of $200 to $500.
And the fact that you know that is pretty sad. All right, so last question, Jack. What do you actually wear it, or is it more like just a gimmick?
Oh, I wear it. I take it out on Saturday night. You know, you catch me downtown Scranton rocking the cowboy hat.
Do you? Here's the real question. Do you line dance?
Do you?
I do not, but my mom does. And okay. She suggested that I start coming to lessons with her.
You should, Jack.
Yeah.
We've decided, Jack, you can pull off any look, anything.
But I think I have to grow the mustache back before.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
November's right around the corner. You're growing it back, right?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, suspense. Suspense.
Jack, we need you for the podcast in the future. You going to come back with us?
Oh, I will always come back for you.
I love it. There it is. All right. Well, thanks for the info. $40 hat, $5 off, and you do wear it.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
We're big fans, Jack.
I'll see you, Muscle Man.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys. Love the podcast.
All right.
Bye. He's so funny.
He's a great man. Great. I love it. So it's a real hat.
Real, yeah.
Yeah.
In Jacobson, it's a Scranton hat.
Do you think
company,
he does wear it out all the time?
I bet he does.
I think he was serious.
I think he does.
I bet he does.
Can you imagine Jack Culkin at the bars in Scranton? He must be a big deal.
He must be.
You
need to go out with him some night.
Yeah.
All right, we interrupted Sean's question. What
Sorry,
do you got?
No,
all this time, and I feel I should have read it because I feel like this must have found its way back in. This was about changing the seasons.
Okay, yeah. So that's
from
a,
Thomas.
That's it. Pick another one. So you have to hit your own camera angle there.
Do you agree
what?
The one that I picked before is too
it's
much
science-y?
It's
a little
science-y,
lengthy. Maybe if we're desperate someday.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not desperate.
They had a few questions, but the first two were scratched out.
The last one about this Mindy question is a good one. Do you want to go to this if you don't like that? Oh, no. They're the ones. So I had to scratch them out because that guy sent too many, and separated them into four or five different ones.
So this is from Mike, and he asks, why do some businesses in Hanover Township use Wilkes-Barre as their address?
Well
done.
Luckily, we have the Postmaster General here to answer these questions. Come on in.
So is that true? Does you guys?
Yes.
That's a thing.
Yeah, I
John
mean,
probably knows the answer.
So this is something that this gets deep into the Newswatch 16, like theories.
Oh,
what,
so
he,
this
guidebooks,
is so this is a thing.
Conspiracies,
Illuminati.
Yeah. There
yes. So we're going deep into the bowels of Newswatch 16isms. Newswatch 16 prides itself in covering everywhere, going to all the little towns, communities all over the area. Pennsylvania is a very confusing place when it comes to where you actually live. I'm a perfect example. I live in a township. My mailing address is another community that I don't live in. And actually, I wouldn't even think of myself living in. It's a little bit away. I'm not going to give too much detail.
Wait, what's wrong with it? No, I'm kidding.
But no. I'm the same way.
But Hanover Township is the same thing. Hanover Township is right next to Wilkes-Barre, but it has a Wilkes-Barre mailing address. People who live in Hanover Township would not say they are from Wilkes-Barre, but the Postal Service says they do. Most people from outside would be like, oh, well, that's just Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah.
We find with our viewers, if we were to say on TV that something happened in Hanover Township is Wilkes-Barre, they'd be furious. They even get mad with us when we say it's near Wilkes-Barre because they're like, we're Hanover, we're not Wilkes-Barre.
Get out.
But it's a challenge that we have on the news because if you say all these little townships, most people don't know where they are.
So
there's 5 or 6 Jackson townships in our viewing area.
Yeah.
It's easier to say Jackson Township near Stroudsburg in the Poconos, near Shavertown in Luzerne County, all that. But right, Nikki, when you're covering a story, ask someone where they're from. Asking someone where they're from is a multi-layered process to get it right.
And then their answer doesn't convey to the viewers where they are because most people wouldn't know it. That's the problem.
Geisinger Medical Center near Danville.
And who out there actually thinks of Geisinger not being Danville?
Right.
But it's not. It's what, Montour Township or something?
Mahoning Township.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But we have to stick with the fact.
And then you have the cities with all the sections that only the people who live in that section know exist.
Yes, you interview someone from Scranton, they're going to be like, oh, I'm from Manuka.
The plot.
Well, when you're a new reporter and they say they're from Manuka, you think, oh, well, that's the city they're from is Manuka. They're actually from Scranton. Or you're somewhere and you do a story, where are you from? And I find this happens in the Poconos a lot with people that have moved in. Where are you from? Pennsylvania. Okay. Let's take it a step farther. You got to dig down.
Let's peel back this onion a little bit.
But it's way more complicated than you would think it is.
It is.
To figure out where someone's from, and they want it to be accurate on the news.
Well, and the funny thing, too, is it's changed also because of all the 911 stuff.
Yes.
Like the D
yes,
on
that
my
changed
house.
In the last 10 years? Yep.
The deed on my house says a different place than what my address actually is now. Like, I'm living in a township, and the deed on my house says something else.
That same thing happened
to
me,
I'm like, what? This isn't even correct. Like, legally, how can I make this correct? You know what I mean?
I know.
I don't know.
So it is complicated. But sorry, Hanover. You're in a Wilkes-Barre mailing code. The Postal Service decided that, but it's complicated.
I have to look up the address now to the house I grew up on because I changed the address for it.
Like,
really?
Yep.
And it's completely
for your own address.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Sean, I wanted to get to your question because this – or no, this is the Mindy question that she thought
this
was too
long. This is the one that was too complicated.
This is one too – I'll just do the last one.
Mindy didn't want to read all of it.
Well, there's like 3 paragraphs. Yeah. So, folks, keep them quick. But the last one is interesting, and it's from Ed Koopstis. He said – if the Weather Channel is going to arbitrarily name winter storms, which they do, by the way, why not go whole hog and name them after corporate sponsors? Winter Storm Tide Pods or Winter Storm Ozempic. Just saying. It's more for commercial reasons. Go all the way. And he makes a good point.
He makes a great point.
But a lot of folks don't realize this, that The National Weather Service does not name winter storms at all. The only thing they're involved with is the naming of tropical storms and hurricanes. But people ask me all the time, why don't you guys mention the winter storm Fred, the winter storm Jacob? And I'm like, that is a gimmick from a company called the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. They name winter storms. They'll have their own version of why they do that, and they say it helps people remember and identify the storm. But really, it's just a gimmick. So keep in mind, yes, we name officially by the National Weather Service hurricanes, but no one names winter storms except for a corporate entity like Pepsi, like WNEP, the Weather Channel. They decided to name storms, but that's
if
just
you
a
mention
gimmick.
It to our sales staff here, they might do like
we could
you know,
do it we could
winter storm Yingling.
We could name
or,
them locally.
Yes,
winter storm Mrs. T's, winter storm Sheets, winter storm Wawa.
Well, that's like if we decided to name barn fires, you know, because where there's fires all the time around here. Oh, it's Barn Fire Nikki in Exeter, right? I mean, do we want to do that?
Why not?
It would make people remember, but it's a gimmick.
It is a gimmick. And hey, if you're looking at marketing, give the Weather Channel credit that they kind of took ownership of naming winter storms that people think of that name.
They do.
But we're not going to go along with it.
No, we don't do that. No. Not to be anti-Weather Channel. It's just not a thing. We have to go with the National Weather Service standards.
Plus, it's you know, you're the Weather Channel and you're a network that is solely about the weather.
The only one.
It
really
benefits them to, in effect, have a named storm that adds the hype to it.
Exactly.
And that's going to drive up their numbers. That's how all this works.
That's
so.
True.
But that's exactly it. So that was a good question. See, Mindy, that was a good one. Buried in the third paragraph.
Are you picking the
No, I finished yours. So it's back to Nikki's turn here.
All right.
Nikki, lip gloss.
I think with the lighting, it's extra shiny in here.
Maybe.
You know.
I still think Nikki would use my towel guy thing if you weren't to a restaurant and you stuck your hand in there.
You think I would use
it? Yeah, wouldn't you just? And then there's someone
in
there drying
out.
I don't know, Joe.
Go ahead, man.
I don't know. I won't let it go.
I'm halfway listening to you and halfway
thinking
about this.
I'm sorry. I'm a disruptor.
Why is it that every time I see a guy driving a Miata, it's an old-looking, gray-haired man? Thanks. Michael and Ransom.
It's a good question, Michael.
That's a great question. I have the answer because old guys are car guys. You don't find younger people into cars anymore. They drive – think of any sports car. Corvette, it's always an old guy. Mustang, usually an old guy. Miata fits the bill, I think. And I fit the bill. I'm an old gray-haired guy. But also I think – let's look at this. If you are in your 20s, most 20-year-olds don't have the resources – because if you have a Miata, it can't be your only car.
Right.
Because you can't use it year-round.
Yep.
Because it doesn't go in the winter. So now you need two cars. And most younger people don't have those resources.
You know, it's you bring up a topic.
Cars.
I just was talking to
it's
my neighbor
like
about
play
this.
Car, you know what I mean?
Was just talking to Perfect Neighbor Mike about this a couple weeks ago. He's a car guy. He has an awesome Mustang that's, I don't know how many years old, but it's perfect condition. It has 4,000 miles on it. It's a beauty. Across the street from us is an 18-year-old who's really into cars. And Mike was talking about it, that now, especially because cars are so expensive, if you're a young guy in your 20s and you're a car guy, you can't afford to have a sports car.
I think a lot of
because
kids,
just what you said.
Yeah.
It's not you can't have that as your only car.
Right.
So
that's why it tends towards guys
older,
who have saved money. They're
older.
Get
to a point in their life that they can buy the
they
sports
can buy
car.
It.
And it's usually that car that when you were at that impressionable age that was the car you're like, man, someday I'm going to have one of those. And
by the time someday comes.
That's why I like the Corvette. You know what I mean? The Corvette guy's older because Corvettes have always been pretty popular sports car. But I think it's that kind of car that was popular when you were –
that
a
too, yeah, yeah.
That's what you tend to drive when you're older and have the money to buy
one. So buy it, yeah.
So
yeah, when Joe was 12, he's like, I just want a Barbie car.
Oh,
so
it's
bad.
Not a Barbie car. But I will say this. I've had a convertible since my, I think, late 20s, at least early 30s.
Okay.
So I kind of break the mold. I've always had one. It was,
you love it, though.
This
you
is
totally
my third Miata
it.
I had. Yeah. Do you guys remember? I got a funny story with this. When I was in college, my parents got me a old Ford Fairmont. It was a typical like Ford car from the 70s. And I was in college in the early and mid 80s. When I first started going to college, I don't remember the specifics of this, but there was a person selling a Fiat, a purple Fiat convertible. It's called an X1. You probably can't picture this. Mm-hmm. But picture a foreign little sports car, two-seater, purple, hardtop. Sean's looking it up. I took the car that my parents got me. I was like 20 years old in college. And I traded it in for this piece of junk convertible that at the time I thought would be the coolest thing around. I brought it home. My dad flipped out.
It was
not the kind of car you want. I wasn't even thinking. You know, you can't have this going to college.
No.
Right.
And he said, somehow you have to resolve this and get the car back. So I went back to the dealer maybe 2-3 days later, and somehow I think I told him, I'm underage. I fake my license. Do not put those papers through. My dad does not approve of this. He is the name on the car. And somehow they reversed everything. I got my car back. But for a week, I had this. Did you find it? X1?
X19.
X19?
Hold on. I can't find
purple. Yeah, that's it, I think. And it was purple.
Here, hold that up to the middle camera.
Middle camera. All right. Something like that. Is that it? I don't know. But anyway, just picture a foreign 19 late 70s. Purple sports car, and it didn't work too good. But the point is, I always wanted a little sports car.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's I always wanted the convertible. I know.
Oh my gosh.
That almost killed me. Yeah. That's one of the only times I've seen my dad mad. Other than that, he never got mad at anything.
Wow.
So there you go. But the old guys, the gray hair guys, we can afford a sports car now, so I'm doing it.
And you've learned your lesson from your dad too.
Did I?
You need a reliable car.
I got a truck. Yeah. All right, whose turn? Mindy.
Is it my turn? Oh, I'm sorry.
But if you saw a good-looking 20-year-old version of me driving around in a purple sports car in 1981, wouldn't you, 1985, wouldn't you say, man, I got to go on a date with that guy, Mindy?
I don't know if it was a chick magnet. I really don't know.
I'm telling you it was at the time.
I'm not sure about that. Okay, let's see. I need light to see this. okay. I don't know why I keep picking Travis questions.
They're flooding the market.
In the universe. What was the worst thing you ever got caught doing? This could be by the police, your parents, or by a school principal. Travis wants to know the worst thing.
So Sean makes us keep this G-rated. We can't tarnish our reputation, so we can't be honest here, can we? Because then...
That's true. We can't.
We lose our...
There has to
friendly.
Be something you got caught doing that's not that bad.
Who's going to go first while I think of mine? It's going to take it. Nikki, you seem like a troublemaker.
She does not.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was really, really good, actually. I never got in trouble, ever.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's so
and
funny.
I'm not no, being I'm not being no sarcastic.
Detentions.
Never.
Wow.
I'm not being sarcastic.
That's so awesome.
I'm trying to think.
I've got
one.
You
seem like such a nice person.
Joe has one.
I'm surprised.
John's not surprised.
I'm 15 years old.
Okay.
Mm.
I'm at Hess's department store.
Oh, boy.
Who remembers Hess's?
I don't.
You don't remember
I
Hess's?
Of it. I just,
okay.
Yeah.
It was like Macy's or it was a higher end. Not that has anything to do with this, but it was a store that has everything. So I'm with one of my buddies who was a little older. I think he was 16, 17. Took me to the mall. We went to Hess's department store. He was buying an Asia album. Do you remember the band Asia?
Mm-hmm.
So he already had purchased something, a shirt. I don't know what it was. He's walking around with the shirt in the bag. And then he pulls out this album and goes, I want this. And he goes, Joe, I think I'm just going to take it. And he starts shoving it in his bag, shoplifting, basically.
And not like, basically. Literally.
Yeah, literally. And I'm, dude. And he couldn't get it in. It was like going at an angle. And I go, here. And I just shoved it in there. And then we both walk out of the store, and guess what happens 2 minutes later?
What?
Hess security. Wow. Come with me, boys.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You must have been scared to death.
So I was kind of a shoplifter, he and I. But back then, they just called their parents. There was nothing that ever really came out of this thing. And I was scared to death.
Wow, I'm sure.
And I was trying to throw him under the bus. I'm like, he made me do it. I was just helping him out. And I felt bad about myself because I was trying to weasel out of this thing, blaming him. But he was a little older. So, yeah, I was arrested.
Wow.
Kind of.
So were you scared straight then?
I was scared.
You never did it again?
No. I was scared to death. And to me, it was just like fun at the time while you grab the album, you're sticking it in there.
Victimless crime.
Sort of.
These rock stars, they're not going to miss my $7 from my buddy. I don't know. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Beat that one. Come on, beat shoplifting.
John has to have a good story of. I mean, he seems like something bad.
I know his eyes are flickering.
Is anything that scandalous?
So I have the worst one so far.
Pretty much. I did get detention one time, Nikki. So my whole life in school, I never got detention except for when I was in high school, and I was a sophomore, and it was was I a freshman? I think it was a sophomore. No, it was a sophomore. Because only juniors and seniors could go off campus in our high school. They had off-campus privileges. So you could go out
for lunch.
Yeah. So I had my license when I was a sophomore, and I had a car, so I would go out for lunch. And unfortunately, I got into a car accident.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Where I hit a motorcyclist.
So, you were with the person who could go, or no?
Yeah, I was with a whole group of friends. We had like
three. But you weren't allowed to leave.
I was not allowed
and
to
you're
leave.
Driving?
Yeah.
And you hit a motorcycle.
Yeah.
This is worse than
but I had a driver's license. No, it's not.
Nice try, Joe.
I broke a school rule because I left the campus.
Yeah, but was this like.
And you hit a motorcycle.
You almost took the life of another.
The school part's probably the least important part of
it. You took the life of another human being almost.
No, but listen, it was his fault. He was turning right in front of me. He was supposed to yield. It was in an intersection. And he didn't have insurance. And I felt bad for him. But my car was totaled. And I was out of car. And he had no insurance. So I just was out of luck.
Oh, my God. Did your
dad survived. He had to have surgery. But he survived.
Your dad had a flip.
Well, yeah, definitely. But the thing is, my mom was a teacher at the high school. She taught the TV class there, and she turned me in.
She did?
She did.
That's what a good parent would do in that situation.
Because what if they find out that I'm in an accident and I'm off campus at noon when I'm not supposed to be? And so that's the only time I got detention, and it was awful. Because I was in this car accident, and it was horrible.
The stakes are high, John and Nikki. Yep. Come on, you got to beat us.
Because Mindy brings up something like with her mom working at the school. So my mom was an English teacher at my school, which was a really small high school. And talking about getting caught, her classroom was in the hall, senior hallway. Like they split it up by that. So the senior lockers were all in that hall. And she heard everything that anyone was going to do on a weekend, any party, anyone who did anything.
So you have no leeway.
So she'd come to me and be like, so I hear there's a party at your friend's place tonight and his parents aren't home. And I'm like,
So what do you...
She'd find out about everything.
Yeah, but did she squeal? Is she...
She wouldn't squeal on like them getting in trouble, but I was never allowed to go because she'd find out about it.
Yes.
So I think that like prevented me from getting caught. Now, a couple times she'd hear that I was at something that I probably shouldn't have been, but it wasn't anything major. But I couldn't get away with a lot because of that.
That makes it hard.
Yeah.
Nikki, you got to beat these scenarios.
I really don't know.
You guys are so goody-goody.
I know.
Make me sick. Forget it then, Nikki.
All right, my turn.
Well, Nikki, what do you –
John, did you have anything that you
– It's funny. I have a very similar story to
shoplifting?
John. Shoplifting? To John. all of them, actually. After shoplifting, I drove over a motorcycle. And
then your mom heard about it.
And they heard about it in school.
True story.
No, but the teacher thing, 100%. My father in high school, my mother in the elementary
school. That's right. You had a tough – that your whole life
never
covered.
Never once got away with anything.
Yeah, because they would hear everything. Yes. And same thing, you went to a smaller school like I did.
Yep.
So they knew and heard everything.
I mean, I got away with a lot for sure, but not as much as most people.
I did like the challenge to try to get away with things.
The statute of limitations isn't up on yet.
All right. We must be getting near the end, right?
But this could be the last one. Nikki, are you raised Catholic or no?
Nope.
I'll say, what would you say in confession? You're so pure. You have no evil.
Yeah, she wouldn't have had anything to say.
Nope. He'd be like,
nothing.
What do you
got?
She'd be like, what do you got, Father?
All right. I've come to notice Joe and John Bon Jovi are starting to look like twins as they evolve into their late 50s and early
60s. Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous.
Can Joe lead a Bon Jovi jam session with the rest of the Curiosity crew? Perhaps Living on a Prayer?
I listen
to the podcast at work, and it makes my night better. Singing. Mike in Hanover Town.
Wait, listen to the end of that. Come on, I love it.
See, he listens to this at work. It makes his night better.
That's it, folks.
Mike
spread the word. Sprout the word. Aww. Mike. Mike, thanks for the compliment. I wish I was as good looking as Bon Jovi. He's got that square chiseled face and beautiful mane of gray hair. No, I don't look like Bon Jovi, do I?
I could see a resemblance.
Maybe.
Yeah. Here, hold that next to you right up to the camera. Here we go. Over there.
If you're watching the video,
get real close. Comparison. Real close.
I could see that.
Not
a little
that
bit.
Close.
Yeah, maybe. A little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember buying a Bon Jovi tape.
Isn't How old funny? Is Bon Jovi?
Is he early 60s?
I think he's a little older than me. Yeah. But I like how he let himself go gray. And you're right. We are living on a prayer here at WAP, right?
Yeah.
We can't have a jam session. The lawyers wouldn't allow it.
Can we on a podcast or no?
Sean, probably not, right? No.
Oh, man.
No
we
music.
Can't sing. We can't.
Shut that one down quick.
No. Yeah. I mean, so, if Bon Jovi happened to be performing here while we were recording the podcast, that would be okay.
Let's make that happen.
Bon Jovi. I love it. Well, here's what I'm going to do to end this. I'm going to remind everyone to spread the word about this podcast and also get your questions in brownbag@wnep.com, right? Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. I'm going to pretend I just ate at a restaurant. Maybe went to the bathroom, washed my hands, and now look at a nice hole in the wall is the bag. And there's someone on the other side
drying
my hands. What's wrong with this idea?
We'll explain after.
We'll see you next time, everybody.
Okay. Bye.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.